Okay, it's still more than 15 months until the Iowa caucuses. And yes, no one in the crowded field of Republicans with presidential ambitions has even announced. But things are happening there in Iowa. And for Senator Rand Paul of Kentucky, it looks like good things are happening. He has reached out to Iowans who never considered voting for his father, Ron Paul, who made a respectable third-place showing there in 2012. And he is still popular with his father's old supporters. Many of them are in the so-called Liberty faction of the Iowa GOP. Last week, I met a group of them who meet Tuesday evenings in a Des Moines hotel bar for a gathering called Liberty on the Rocks.
With all the unity activity we've had over the last several months, I'm stunned.
They come to drink and talk politics over the din of the artificial waterfall in the hotel lobby.
Republicans.
These 20 or so Liberty Republicans are mostly veterans of the 2012 Iowa campaign of Ron Paul. To them, it was a movement of ideas, not just politics. For 26-year-old IT specialist Adil Khan, it's about Austrian economics. It's about abandoning policies of tax, spend, and borrow.
This idea that if you tax from one area, it's going to be affecting a certain industry, or it's going to be affecting the industry as a whole, and it really doesn't create anything.
For 42-year-old Jeremy Gomat, who owns a computer billing company, it's about a return to the gold standard or some other standard. Private banknotes.
Is it the government's right to outlaw other currencies? Now, if you want to put your trust in Small Bank X, you go for it.
They typically share a profound libertarian mistrust of the federal government, Keynesian economics, the Federal Reserve, drug laws, and interventionist foreign policies. 29-year-old Lexi Newsom, who has a sales job with a chemical company, says the Liberty worldview came to her when she was a college student, listening to Ron Paul on the radio.
And I thought, gosh, who is this guy? He makes a lot of sense. And I think he was specifically talking about foreign policy at the time.
Does Ron Paul plus 4 years equals Rand Paul? Is it all of a piece?
That's not necessarily true. There's definitely a lot of people in the movement who really haven't come to terms with how they feel about Rand yet. Rand, I think his appeal is that he kind of brings in that other crowd, independents, a lot of wings of the Republican Party, and Democrats even.
Even if they haven't committed yet, Lexi Newsom and the others who gather here weekly are the presumed base of the Rand Paul campaign in Iowa. 4 years ago, they saw in Ron Paul a prophetic truth-teller, qualitatively unlike his rivals. To establishment Republicans, Ron Paul also looked qualitatively different, and to them, he looked out of bounds, out of the GOP mainstream. David Ullman is very much an establishment Republican. He served two Republican governors as chief of staff.
It's a treat for me to be here this morning because I want you to meet the next United States Senator for the state of Iowa, Joni Ernst.
A few days ago, David Ullman was hosting a GOP Senate campaign event at a senior center in Des Moines. To Ullman, Rand Paul is a very different kind of candidate from his father.
Rand Paul is absolutely a serious contender. He's acquiring legs in our state. How he will fare in the caucuses remains to be seen. But he's off to a more than a decent start.
What he's done is appeal to likely Iowa caucus-goers who are not just in the Liberty faction. The Iowa GOP also includes Christian conservatives and establishment Republicans like David Ullman. Ullman says the elder Paul ran by exciting that libertarian base.
My sense is that Senator Paul is trying a different tack and trying to run in at least part of a different channel, taking advantage of what his father did, but being his own person. My perspective is that's how he should run.
This summer, Rand Paul took a couple of steps that appealed to groups his father didn't click with. At the Iowa State Republican Convention this June, he criticized disproportionately long criminal sentences for blacks.
If you look at the war on drugs, 3 out of 4 people in prison are black or brown. White kids are doing it too. In fact, if you look at all the surveys, white kids do it just as much as black and brown kids. But the prisons are full of black and brown kids because they don't get a good attorney.
That impressed Isaiah McGee, a black Republican activist who works for the Des Moines Public School District. A year ago, he says he wouldn't even have considered supporting Rand Paul in the next caucuses. But he told me he likes the fact that Rand Paul is seeking black votes, and he likes the way he's doing it.
What I see differently in his approach compared to what I see on the left, for instance, there's not an assumption made that that support is automatically going to be there. And what I see differently from the approach that has been traditional on the right is that his approach is not based off the idea of, We just need to change our tactic.
And there has to be some move of substance that will attract those voters.
Yes, absolutely. So I think that is so far what I find appealing that I haven't seen in anybody, whether Democrat or Republican.
Isaiah McGee told me he was never attracted to the Ron Paul campaign, nor was Marshall Critchfield, an establishment Republican in Newton, Iowa. But he's considering Rand Paul, too. We met in Newton's Maytag Park to talk about Senator Paul.
The sense I get of Rand Paul is that he has a lot of his father's libertarian ideas, but has a little bit more of what I would consider a realistic implementation approach.
Marshall Critchfield is a local Republican leader in Newton, which is a traditionally Democratic suburb of Des Moines. He calls himself a guns and taxes Republican. Keep taxes low, let him keep his gun for hunting. He says Rand Paul gives a great speech, but he doesn't light up a room like Texas Governor Rick Perry, another potential candidate. The challenge facing Senator Paul, according to Marshall Critchfield, is to adapt his anti-interventionism to new realities. These days, it's not his father's Middle East.
The non-interventionist libertarian mindset works beautifully when Al-Qaeda's on its heels, the SEAL team just, you know, got bin Laden, and the tanks are rolling out of Baghdad without any theater. The non-interventionist thing has been dropped on its head in the course of a month. When you have American journalists being beheaded by jihadists who speak the Queen's English, that is a new brand of terrorism.
Rand Paul had said recently that if he were president, he would go to Congress, explain the ISIS threat to U.S. national security, and ask for authorization to destroy ISIS militarily. That scored him points for pragmatism with Republicans like Marshall Critchfield. Whether it will cost him points with his father's true believers isn't clear yet. The factions of the Iowa GOP are not one big happy family. In 2012, Ron Paul supporters won control of the state party. Then they were ousted. The party is now led by an establishment Republican loyal to Governor Terry Branstad. There's also a bribery scandal involving the Ron Paul campaign of 2012. A state senator has admitted to being paid for his endorsement. Rand Paul has made three trips to Iowa this year, and as his consultant in the state put it to me, Paul has claimed a unique space in Republican politics, extreme fiscal conservatism, anti-war foreign policy, and a desire to grow the GOP. One thing's clear, even this early in the game, Senator Paul is not running as a prophet, but as a pretty nimble politician.